We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are joined live on the line by Dr. Dennis Kuo, Medical Director of Kaleida Health's Primary Care Clinics. We're taking a look at kids in school as more and more schools throughout Western New York begin hybrid learning programs. We're taking a look to see what the result has been now about 2 months into school reopening. Dr. Kuo, thanks for joining us this morning. You know, this issue we've talked about many times before, of course, in the summer leading up to school, how important it is for kids to be in school. Obviously, we don't want to negatively impact the spread of COVID. How do you think this is going so far? And based on what we're seeing in Western New York and across the country, do you think schools could open up a little bit more?
Morning. I think that schools are have actually done so far a really good job at assessing their local environment and their needs for their students. You know, probably the biggest driver of outbreaks is going to be the community, the background community transmission. And each school district really has to make individual decisions based on, you know, their resources. And also important is the available ability to test and trace any case that does come up. The main thing is to make sure that the reopening of school is a controlled and deliberate strategy, and that the school has the resources to be able to keep kids safe and teachers safe in school as well.
Dr. Kuo, have you noticed that there really is kind of a split between kids that are under the age of 10 and maybe kids from 10 to 18 when it comes to the virus and being able to transmit it?
Yeah, there is evidence that comes not just from the United States, but there's evidence from around the world, which shows that the younger kids are really not seemingly as efficient in transmitting the virus. And that includes transmitting it to their caregivers, their parents, and their teachers. By the time you get to about age 10 and above, there's definitely seems to be a split, and the adolescents seem to be transmitting the virus as efficiently as the adults. So we definitely are seeing that.
Because of that, looking at elementary school students, you know, maybe grades 5 and below, if people are wearing their masks, if there are some guidelines with cleanliness and social distancing enforced, I mean, should those students be in school maybe 5 days a week?
So that's a decision that each district has to make. And another consideration is what we would call the special needs or special populations, thinking about which kids really need to benefit most from in-person learning. And certainly some school districts will, based on what they can do, make it priority to either special populations or elementary school children. So that is definitely a consideration for schools.
We talked with your colleague, Dr. Stephen Turkovich at OSHI, several times over the past several months, and he continued to tell us that there really are very few cases with children at OSHI. Does that continue to be the case?
That does continue to be the case. As far as kids who are being hospitalized, we are seeing very, very few. You know, there are kids who are positive who are identified in the clinics in the emergency room. But we're definitely not seeing that many kids. Certainly, we know that kids are asymptomatic carriers, probably a higher percentage than adults. And so these kids are not going to come to our medical attention.
You know, as a parent of a young boy, I was you know, I get asked a lot about how worried are you about COVID? You know, aren't you concerned when you send your kid off to daycare? And my response is, you know, well, based on all the doctors I talk to every single week at work, I'm almost more concerned with the flu with him than I am coronavirus. How, you know, out of the ballpark am I with that one? Or is that maybe the concerns parents should have? And how does that underscore the need for getting your flu vaccine this year and maybe not forgetting about a lot of the other things that are out there and continue to be?
So first, it's really important that folks get the flu vaccine. You know, flu is deadly. Flu is a major issue every single year, and the flu vaccine is effective. So that in a year where we will have individuals with symptoms and we don't know whether it's COVID or flu, we've really got to reduce the flu risk. But to address your question, you know, it really depends on how well local health and state health policies have controlled COVID. And, you know, the state and the county have actually done a remarkably good job. You know, this is an illness. This is a virus that we really need to make every effort to control. And you know, I think we're learning more and more about how to do it every day. But the concern about sending a child to daycare or school is really it's really driven by the background rate of transmission. And you know, there is some transmission in the area. It's still relatively well controlled. It's still relatively low levels. It definitely needs close observation and, you know, tracing of identified cases. And then you've got to look at that and see what your school and daycare is providing. And you've got to make those decisions, and, you know, along with your school and daycare center.
Dr. Kuo, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. You're welcome.
That's Dr. Dennis Kuo from Kaleida Health. He's the medical director of Kaleida's primary care clinics.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!